The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts and help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations, and their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/bluewire. That's 60% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, July 6th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Told you pitching bad, really bad. Hope you guys survived. That was Tuesday slate. We got 8 games for you on a Wednesday. I'm on Twitter at BDNtrick. Check me out on Twitter with your questions or hit me up in the Fantasy DGens Discord, which is free. We'll take care of you over there. But 8 games on your Wednesday. Should be another fun one. Lots of high totals once again. You got some 6:40 p.m. Eastern games. There's some day action as well. But this slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Nats Phillies over of 8. Rangers Orioles 9.5. Rays Red Sox 9. Cardinals Braves 8.5. Royals Astros 8. Gigantes D-backs 8.5. So a lot of not so great pitching yet again on this slate. Let's get cracking it. Aaron Nola at 10-1 at home against Washington is an outstanding option. The slate is a 20-point-plus machine, usually 6-plus innings. He's gone 7 or more in 5 straight starts, 2 and runs or less in 4 of the 5, 6 Ks or more in all 5. It's a Washington Nationals team we know struggling tremendously over the last month. They're only striking out 18% of the time versus righties, which is impressive, but Aaron Nola is a different breed. I'll take my chances on this ugly, ugly slate. Give me Nola for 10-1. If you want to pivot, you can go to Max Fried at $9,900, who's been just great. Doesn't matter the matchup. At Cincinnati, in Grand American Small Park, 1 run in 7 innings dealt. Phenomenal. Dodgers, Giants, Nats. He's just been very, very good. So if you want a good pivot off of Nola, Max Fried is just fine. St. Louis is a tough offense, though, especially against lefties. I will say that much. But they're striking out 25.5% of the time versus lefties over the last month, hitting 250. But a 200 ISO and a 116 WRC+. Plus. So they got some pop. But a lot of strikeouts as well. If you want to go contrarian, Max Fried's your dog. Aaron Nola, I love tonight, but Max Fried is a good contrarian play. Another pivot would be Christian Javier at $9,300, coming off an back-to-back, just 7-inning gems, 13 Ks against the Yankees, 14 against the Angels, 45.2 points in back-to-back starts. It's tough to sustain that. Going to be really honest with you. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out, but it gets Kansas City, who's striking out 21% of the time versus righties, the 243 average, 119 ISO, 91 WRC plus. They got to Luis Garcia on Tuesday, which was a surprise to many of us, but I got no problem going back to Christian Javier at 93 against Kansas City. Some may go to Severino as well, but I prefer Nola, Fried, Javier if I'm going above 9K. That'd be where I'd be planting my flag on this slate, Nola being my top dog up there, but I think Fried and Javier, I'd rank it Nola, Javier, Fried, but I think Fried's very, very viable on this very, very good slate to pay up on pitching for. Some other options. Mikolas has been really good coming off a bad start. I think I'll pass on that one. Mitch White did not pitch on Tuesday, got scratched, moved to Wednesday. You can use him at $7,900 if you want against Colorado. We talked about him on Tuesday's show. Just you got to hope he goes at least 5. That's the biggest question. Alex Cobb is back. He's gotten you 15 DK or 14 DK points in back-to-back starts since coming off the IL. He gets Arizona, a team that you can take advantage of for sure. They're striking out 20.5% of the time versus righties. With a 155 ISO, 80 WRC+. Plus. So we're, you know, punt pitching is not great on this slate. Alex Cobb at 76 is not that bad if you want to go that route. Other than that, Brian Bellows probably your guy. 5K, making his first start against the Tampa Bay Rays. Bellows is getting called up. He's been dominant in AAA, a 2.33 ERA, 114 strikeouts to 33 walks in 85 innings between AA and AAA. Pretty stretched out for the most part. He's 5K going up against the Tampa Bay Rays, who's going to be very, very popular at that price point. Tampa Bay striking out 26% of the time versus righties with a 122 ISO over their last month of baseball. So Bello is your punt at 5K. Anything can happen in a debut. He could be jacked up and start walking dudes, not make it deep. Lots of things can go horribly wrong, but for $5,000, lots of things can go horribly right too. So up top, I got Nola, Javier, and Fried in that order. I think Fried's an amazing tournament pivot, as Nola and Javier should be your two popular plays there. Mitch White and Cobb in the middle, if you so choose. You just got to hope White goes deep enough and Cobb just doesn't get unlucky. And then if you're punting, it's Brian Bello. I think you're going to see a lot of Nola-Bello lineups. You're going to. They're good lineups. I don't mind. Even in cash, I think it's very viable. I think you're going to see a lot of Nola and Bello lineups. Man, I get it. I get it for sure. Did mention there'll be a lot of bats on this slate. Let's get to them. Catch position for you as we run through this one nice and quick. You got Urania making a start for Colorado. It's always a beautiful thing. So Will Smith at 49 is in play. Same with JTR. He was heating up, went deep on Tuesday. Gets Josiah Gray. If Gray struggles, it's with the long ball. So you got that to keep in mind with Philadelphia if you want to go back to the Philly, the fighting Phils on your Wednesday. But if you don't want to pay up at catcher, which is not always the thing to do, save a little bit of money. Mitch Garver went deep again. His 10th home run of the season on Tuesday. He's $4,200 versus Watkins. Anthony Lynn is on fire if you want to go there. But I think Garver at 42 and Jonah Heim at 39 are both good Texas options versus Spencer Watkins. Those would be two if you want to save a little bit of money. You can go that direction. And if you want to save even more money, Jose Trevino's 32 if you want to go that route. Carson Kelly's 23 versus Cobb. I don't ever hate that if you want to go there. Otherwise, you're going to get like probably Austin Wins for the Giants for a while, really cheap. But I either pay up or go to one of those Texas catchers would be kind of where I'd be hoping to go. And you'll have money if you play Bello. You're going to have all the money in the world to do whatever you want. So you got that going for you too. First base, Freddy Urania is garbage, like really, really bad. I'm going to make sure it's Jose Urania before I really get going on this. Yeah, it is that Jose Urania. Okay, bad in his career, been bad versus lefties. So Freddie Freeman at 5,000 is in play for you. I like that. Brandon Belt, Merrill Kelly, $4,500. Kelly does get lefties pretty well. Reese's piece was like the Phillies scored 11 runs on Tuesday and Reese did nothing. I don't think that's going to happen to any game. So Reese at 43, I'll go right back to that. Well, Nathaniel Lowe, I keep talking about him, went deep on Tuesday. He's still only $3,900. Good value. Texas might be a nice little piece of value against Spencer Watkins. Really good target there for Texas in Baltimore in that matchup. Going below low, though, below 3,900, not a ton that stands out initially. Obviously, things can change as lineups come out and whatnot, but nothing standing out the gear. Where do they have our boy Vinny P and Derek Hall priced on this wonderful slate? Paxton's 2,400 versus Javier. I'm in love with that. But Derek Hall's 2,800 had three hits on Monday, including three RBIs and a double. So he had a big night. So he's a nice value at $2,800. If you don't pay for Reese, you want to go get some Philly action. Derek Hall's hitting cleanup for Philadelphia. So he's a good spot for you there as well. Second base, Jose Altuve at 56 is worth every penny with you one just fine in your Texas stacks. Don't mind either one of those. Some cheaper targets, though, if you want to go down to like some Isak Paredes, $4,200 versus Bello. I think Boston's going to be, or Bello's going to be super popular. So some Tampa action is not the worst thing if you want to be contrarian in like your bigger tournaments. Definitely an angle to go with in those fields. Gleyber Torres at 4K is a nice value as well. Some cheaper options, though. Man, Texas is your value because there's not a lot of punts that are standing out at this time. Third base position on this slate, you got Devers at 57. Austin Riley's at 51 is not too bad. He's been swinging it really, really well. Just wrote him up, actually, in a recent article. I was impressed with how well he's playing for the Bravos. But Alex Bregman at 46, if you're going to fade Ben Keller, not the worst you can do. It's definitely in play. You got Ryan McMahon in there at 3,900. But Cabrian Hayes at 35 is going to fade Severino. I like that for a tournament contrarian action. VR, the Gigante 29 can be a little bit of a value for you. But man, looks like you're going to be paying up at third base unless something shows up because it's pretty bleak after the top dogs. Shortstop, Trey Turner at 59 is great. You might have to play Bello just because there's not a ton of value outside of some of those early Rangers players. Wow. But you got Swanson at 55, but Corey Seager at 51 is not a bad pay-up spot. I like Jeremy Pena a ton. I played him at $4,300 on Tuesday. He went deep. He's $4,200 for Brad Keller. That is a great value on the slate. You can go O'Neill Cruz at 38 if you want. I kind of like Jeremy Pena a bit better at 4,200. That's a really, really good spot. Jorge Mateo at 29 is a punt option against Glenn Otto. You can definitely go that route, but I like that value with Jeremy Pena at 4,200. Outfield, you got Judge is always fine, but Acuña Jr., 17th stolen base of the front Tuesday. Dude's a freak. But Jordan Alvarez versus Brad Keller at 58 is a value. Very nice spot there. Love said Mullins title on the day. He's still very strong at 5,400. But Kyle Schwarber is $5,100, double donged on Tuesday. Darn sure on that one. So sorry. So we lost audio. That was great. Just went out of nowhere. Thanks for telling me, Metal Alloy, right after Schwarber. So let me go back through the outfielders for you. So after Schwarbaum's, Tucker at 51 is a great play. Schwarber, Tucker, both at $5,100. You can get both of those just fine. But Jaron Duran at 46, he bets at 45 is still way cheap on slate. So I like to keep going that route with Mookie in a value play. Brian runs in a tournament at 44, I like, versus Severino, because he had it going at any point in time. Nick Castellanos at 4K is still too cheap. I mentioned him on Tuesday's show. He was very, very strong. Still very, very affordable at 4K on this one, so I like that quite a bit. Versus Josiah Gray. Some other punts for you. Lamont Wade Jr., 36, if he's leading off for the Giants versus Merrill Kelly, which he should be, would be a very good look for you. Michael Harris Jr., the second at 33. Jack Sawinski in a tournament at 33. Those two are good tournament values as punts. If you are fading Brian Bello, which could be a nice tournament tactic, Harold Ramirez at 3K is swinging a really good bat for Tampa Bay. He'd be a guy I'd go to look at there for sure. And then other than that, the only other main guy I saw down here for now would be a Jake Myers of Houston would be a guy I go to look at in his scenario. He got a couple more knocks, super cheap, going up there against Brad Keller, someone you can pick on for sure. Recapping your pitching real quick on this wonderful, wonderful season. Nola, Fried, and Javier up top. I rank them Nola, Javier, Fried. I think Fried brings phenomenal GPP pivots because most go Nola, then Javier. I think Fried brings you some nice upside there. Mid-priced, you can go White, you can go Cobb if you want. I think the thing with White, like we talked about on two, he's got to get stretched out. That's the concern. And then the punts, Brian Bello at 5K, I think it's a great punt. It's going to be very clear. You're going to see a lot of Nola, a lot of Bello lineups, I think. That's just going to be the way of the world. If you're stacking things up, though, I like that Texas stack. Very affordable. Nathaniel Lowe, you got one of the catchers. And then you can pay up for, like, the Adelis Garcias, the Corey Seegers, the Marcus Simeons. Texas stack, very strong. Don't mind Baltimore either against Glen Otto. We saw both these teams go off on Tuesday. Could easily go off on Wednesday as well. So I like both of them. Go back to Philadelphia versus Josiah Gray. I'm on board with that one. And then Houston versus Brad Keller is a very, very strong one as well. And then the Dodgers versus Jose Urania. Urania is bad, 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 bad. So you got a lot of places to go, a lot of expensive places, though. So it's going to make Bello very much in play, which makes the expensive stacks popular as well. That's why I kind of might want to sneak in some Texas action there to lessen the blow. The ownership looks on Wednesday, and we're chatting it up in the Fantasy Degens Discord. So hit us up there. It's free. Just let me know. Get you in. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Send me a DM or something. We'll get you in there. Also, if you give this podcast a rate, review, and I appreciate it. Or if you're watching on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. That would help a ton as well. New episode up on Tuesday night to recap the week in Fab. I'll have a new episode on Wednesday with Torres Takes, and on Thursday with Ryan Bloomfield. So three episodes of Bench with Bubba this week to get you going as well. So that'll do, folks. We're in, we're out, we're quick hits. That's how we get things done. We don't need to talk an hour to do a breakdown of slate. We're going to get out, and I'm going to be back with you guys on Thursday with more action to go. But for now, MLB DFS quick hits, your Wednesday, July 6th edition in the books. I'm out.